Okay, we're up to Zayin Amar Aleph. Top. Omer of Sheishas. We have the machlokas now whether Tumas Hutra B'tzibur or Dechuya B'tzibur. Until now the Gemara said two different Lashonos in Rav Nachman. If Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, if that means that even if you have Kohanim in the same Beisav, who could easily do it B'tahara, and you have Kohanim Tameim, you could use the Kohanim Tameim. It's as if they're not Tami when it comes to Tumas Meis. And by a korban tzibur or any korban that has a set time. And this, the other lashon of Nachman was that only if you don't have any kohanim tahorim in that beisav, then you do a petuma. You don't have to go looking for kohanim from a different beisav. But if there are kohanim tahorim in that beisav, then you have to do it b'tahara also. Even tuma hutra b'tzibur is not so much a heter that it's as if it's mamish tahor. Okay. Rav Sheishas says, how do I know that Tumah is dechuya b'tzibur? The Tanya ha'omer u'makrav minchas ha'omer, the nitmeis biyado. A kohen was makrav the omer, and it became tameh. Omer u'mevin acheres tachteh. So he lets people know that it's tameh, and you bring another carbon ha'omer in place of it. V'im ein sham elahi. If that's it, there's no more tvua left from the omer to bring the carbon from. So it's either this or there's no omer. Omrim lo havi pikeach u'shesok. So we tell him, be smart and keep quiet, and the carbon's okay. Ketani niha omer medina cheres tachteho. Lechatchila, if there's other left over from the omer to bring another carbon from, that you bring another carbon. So you see that tuma is not hutra b'tzibur, it's only dechuya b'tzibur. It's only b'di'evit. Lechatchila, you have to bring another carbon. Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman answers, because he holds tuma hutra b'tzibur, so why do you have to bring another one? That one's good, even though it's tummy. Maldino hechadika shirai machila. Since the carbon ha'omer is eaten, and everybody holds that even if a carbon tzibur is brought betuma, it's not eaten betuma. It's only brought. The only carbon that you bring betuma and eat betuma is carbon pesach. But otherwise, carbonos are brought but not eaten. And since there's a mitzvah to eat, in order not to mevatel the mitzvah of eating, you bring another carbon. But then a chanami, that's the carbon itself, it's hutra, you wouldn't have to bring another carbon. Rashi, maldino hecha deika shirayim lachila, the afagab the carbon tzibur kari betuma, eno necho betuma. Even though you bring a carbon tzibur betuma, you don't eat what's there betuma. Kidamriyam beketzit solen. Uva mincha nikmetzes, maldino de mahadrina masos betarish, you shirayim necho. By mincha saomer, you what's it called, you eat the shirayim, you eat what's left. So in order to mekayim that mitzvah, you have to bring another carbon. Okay. Vim ein lo elahi. I'm going to get it. Okay. What do we learn from carbon pesach? Yeah, but carbon pesach is different because it's got to be the achila, because carbon pesach, the ikr is the achila. Mar says. Other components, the ikr is not the achila. Meishvei. Ha yamakrav minchas porim. The Elim, Ukvasim. You're bringing a mincha that came along with the Parim, Elim, and Kvasim. The Nitmeish B'yado, and it became Tamei. Omer Mavin Acheres Tachtecha. So he tells them to bring another carbon. Tells them it became Tamei, and they should bring another carbon, another mincha. The Emein Shom Elohi, if that's the only one, right, there's nothing left. They have no more menachas. Omrim Lo Havi Pikech U'Shesok. They tell them, be smart, keep quiet, and the carbon's kosher. My lab parim elim or kvasim dechag, isn't it talking about the mincha that comes along with the parim elim or kvasim of sukkahs, where all of these karbonas are brought, and it's a carbon tzibur, and it's dochetu, it's hutra b'tzibur, and if it's hutra the tumba, then why do you have to bring another one? Omer l'chorav Nachman lo parim paravodizar. It's not talking about karbonas tzibur, it's talking about karbonas yochid. Power of Avodah Zorah. And the reason that it's kosher b'di'evit is not because even Tumah Dechuya b'tzibur, because a korban yachid that doesn't have a set time, like Par Avodah Zorah, is not Docha Tumah b'chlal. It's kosher b'di'evit if you already brought it, because the tzitz is maratzah. The tzitz, well, what's it called, makes it acceptable. That once you were makrabit b'di'evit, it's okay. But not because of Tumah Dechuya b'tzibur. Afogav, what's it called? Paravodazor. Afogav the tzibur. Who kiven to lo kviyo leizman? Mahadrinin. Right? The mice, even though it's a korban tzibur, it doesn't have a set time. So it's really not doche tuma v'chlal. But since b'di'evit you brought it and there's nothing else, it's kosher. B'di'evit because of the tzitz. Eilim be'elo shel aron. Eilim is talking about Aaron's korban on Yom Kippur. He has to bring an ayil. Right? In other words, the Kohen Gadol's ayil on Yom Kippur. The afagab b'kfil eizman, even though it has a set time, kiven di'yochid hu madrinan. Rav Nachman says, I agree, if it's not a korban tzibur, even though tuma d'chuyu b'tzibur, even by a korban yochid that has a set time, that's not only by a korban tzibur, but if it's not a korban tzibur that has a set time, then tuma d'chuyu b'tzibur. And Tosus explains, it's only d'rabbana. In the Torah, it's always hut for b'tzibur. Except with the Rabbanan, they said, since it's only a Korban Yochid, even though min HaTorah it's Hutra, we're going to make it to Chuyah. And the Chatchila, you have to bring another Korban. Kvasim, the Keves, Haboim HaOmer. The Igashirayim, Lachila. And the Kvasim is talking about the Keves that goes with the Omer, where there's something to eat. We said before, if there's something to eat, since you can't eat a Petuma, the Chatchila, bring another Korban to Makai in the midst of eating. Rashi. If you have no other carbon, no other animal, or no other meal to bring, so then the evidence is okay. My la pardon the elim dechag shehem carbon tzibur. Isn't it talking about the carbonos of sukkahs? We have all these carbonos and they're carbon tzibur that have a set time, and still we say lechatchila you bring another carbon if it's tummy, right? So you see, tuma is only dechuya but tzibur, right? The heim carbon tzibur uzmano kavua. And in those cases, it's doche tuma. The ketani omer mevina cheres tachteva alma dechuya he betzibur not tutra. Par davodizor the tzibur olahi utuunin nesachim b'shlach lecha. It's talking about par davodizor of a tzibur, not a yochid. Par davodizor of a tzibur, but it's not kavua lozman. So it's really not doche tuma b'chlal. Elo shel Aaron diyom haKippurim. Bekeves haboim haomer kedechsiv asisim biyom anifchem es haomer, right? You bring the kvasim. Vahi minchas ksofim diktoni lab minchas nesachim kamer dekololi. It's not talking about the nesachim; those are poured completely on the mizbeach. You don't eat any of them. Elav minchas haomer atzmo habo imo vehinik metzus lishirenichos. Talking about the minchas haomer itself. You take off a kometz, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. So since there's a mitzvah to eat, and you can't eat it if it's betuma, even if tuma hutra betzibur, that's only to bring the carbon, not to eat the shirai. So therefore, what's it called? You bring another one. Meiste. Dam shenitma. The zorko. Dam became tame, and you were zorik the dam. Okay, you have a carbon, the dam became tame, and you were zorik the dam. Beshogeg, if you were zorik the dam, beshogeg, you didn't know it became tame. Then you found out later. Hurtza. So then the halacha is that the korban's kosher. The mezid lo hurtza. But if you knew the dam was tameh and you did it on purpose, you zorik the dam knowing that it was tameh, then the korban's no good. So the maisa, what's it called? Why should it be no good? If tumah hutra b'tzibur, once the dam became tameh, the korban's as if it was tahor by a korban tzibur that has a set time. Shmar says, if it be a korban tzibur that has a set time, if the dam became tameh, even if you want to call the chatzilah, you can be zorikin. No problem. Except it's talking about a korban tzibur, it's talking about a korban yachid. And a korban yachid is only kosher b'di'evid, right, because of the tzitz. So the chatzilah, you're not zorik the dam. B'di'evid, if you did it, so if you did it b'shogeg, fine. If not, if you did it b'mezid, we give you a knas, and the korban's possible. Okay, let's see. The mezid lo hurtza. The apple pi shat tzitz maratza. Even though the tzitz is maratza, b'di'evit, right? Kansu a rabbanan. The rabbanan will give you a knash. Shelo yehid basar necho. That you can't eat the basar. Av a bailan mir nischapru. But however, the bailan mir nischapru. When it says lo hurtza, it means that you can't eat the basar. But that you, what's it called, that the Baal Manishchaper, that yes, why the Lonesi Chulun Lazara? Because if we're going to pass on the carbon when it's really kosher, you'd have to bring another one, and you don't really have to bring another one, so it's Chulun Bazara. The Hamid Daraisa Chazi, Umiu Shamina Minei, the Lav Heterhi, if it'll be Mutter Lagamri completely, then there'd be no difference between Shogig and Mezid, it'll be okay. Toshma, Al Mahatzitz Maratza, what does the Tzitz have Koach over? Al hadam v'al habosor v'al hachelev shenitma bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein ba'onis bein b'ratzon, whether dam, chelev, bosor that became tameh, whether shogeg or mezid, whether onus or ratzo, bein biyachid, bein betzibur. Here it says even betzibur, right? So the chori, you need the tzitz to be meratze. Now, even though this is a steerer to what we said before the shogeg is words of the mezid lo. Here it says afivu the mezid, the tzitz is meratze. So the Gemara asks that question in Menachas, and the Gemara says talking about two different things. Either two different mandiomer, the either that it became tamei b'mezid or tamei b'shogeg, and the one that says that what's it called that it's okay is talking where it became tamei b'shogeg, even if you were zorik it b'mezid, and the other mandiomer says just the opposite. It didn't make a difference if you became tamei b'mezid or b'shogeg. It depends how you were zorik the dam. If you were zorik the dam, b'mezid or b'shogeg. So one of the cases is talking where the tumah became b'shogeg or b'mezid, and that's where there's a chiluk. But the zrika could be, doesn't make a difference if the korban became tamei b'shogeg. And the other man, the Omer, says that the difference is that doesn't make a difference if it became tamei b'shogeg or b'mezid. The main difference is where you zorik b'shogeg or b'mezid. So the one that says that it's okay is talking how it became tamei, and the one that says not okay is talking how you be zorik, or vice versa. So Rashi says, "Amah tzitz meratzah dechsiv enosa aronis avon hakadoshim she yuratzu lebayit." The tzitz b'di'evid makes a carbon that normally would have been pasul kosher. Which carbon that normally would have been pasul is kosher by the tzitz? So which one is it? A carbon that became tamei, either the dam, the basar, the chaylev, right, became tamei, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezik, bein b'ratzon, bein b'onis, right, bein b'mezik, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, bein b'shogeg, no, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, yeah, okay, ratzon harayu b'chlal mezik, ratzon means you did it on purpose, so it's the same thing as mezik, elagabi onis shayich l'misnei ratzon, once a contrast, onis means it was against your will, ratzon means it was with your will. Shogeg means you made a mistake. It wasn't against your will, it's just a mistake. And that's connected. That is what's it called mezid. So it mentions all the different possibilities, even though mezid and ratzon are the same thing. Bein b'tzibur, umedeboi tzitz l'tzuye. Since we're talking about a korban tzibur, and you need a tzitz to be maratza, shma mino lat heteru. If tumah hutra b'tzibur, why do you need the tzitz to help by a korban tzibur shekavu alozman? It's mutter. If it came tummy, it's like it's not tummy. Elamai, it is tummy. And it's only dichwe. So you need the tzitz to be maratza. You need a double dosage. So, umabin yachid. See, that's the case of what's the difference in yachid and tzibur. If the tzitz is always maratza, even by a yachid, and tumah is dichuya of a tzibur, even by tzibur, so what's the difference? And the tzitz is maratza by tzibur, so what's the difference between korban yachid and korban tzibur? They're all the same. The lemaisa b'di'evet, it's kosher. Shayochid ain tumas haguf nitchetzlo. If you hold tumah dechuya b'tzibur, it doesn't make a difference if the carbon became tamei or if the person became tamei and the carbon's tahor. You bring it to tumah. But if you hold the tzitz is maratza, then if you need the tzitz to be maratza, the tzitz is only maratza on the basar becoming tamei. But if the person, the kohen's tamei, and the basar's tahor, the tzitz is not maratza. Then it's possible. Okay, but if you hold, but if it's tumah tchuya b'tzibur, then even if the kohen's tamei and the basar's tahor, it's still kosher. You still make the korban, it's kosher. Shehayochid ain tumas haguf nidche etzlo. By a yochid, if he's tamei, that's not, the tzitz doesn't help. Shein hatzitz maratz al tumas haguf. The tzitz only helps for tumas basar, or dam, or chelev. V'shel tzibur nidche is tumas haguf etzlo. But by tzibur, even if the person's tummy and the animal's kosher, it's still doche. The law al yedei tzitz, and you don't need the tzitz for that. Miu shamina mina midaboy tumas basar v'olim b'tzibur tzitz l'ritzuye. But you do see that where the tzitz can help, you need the tzitz to help. And tumah hutra b'tzibur is not enough. It means not a heter gomer, it's only dechuya. And whatever you can do to help out, helps out. So even though tumah dechuya b'tzibur, if the basar is tamei, if since it's only dechuya, you need the tzitz to be maratza to make it better. Shma minot tumah saguf shenidches, that's lom bekoshi nidches, that the tumah of the basar itself, that's nidcha b'tzibur, is only nidcha b'di'evet. The chokamah de matzinin laduri atzaharim adrinon. As much as you can do, betari you do. So the tzitzis is what's it called? Is an extra added benefit. So he says, So Rav Nachman Lancer, kik tani atzitz maratze adi yachid. Even though it groups all everything together, yachid tzibur, but when it says that tzitz is maratze, it's only going in a korban yachid. Then what's it called? You don't need the ritzui atzitz for a korban tzibur. Rashi, kik tani atzitz maratze adi yachid ktani. The tzibur achshera ktani. The fact that it pet tzibur means it's kosher, but not because the tzitz is maratze. It's kosher because tumah hutra b'tzibur. But the tzitz is maratza. Where do you need the tzitz of maratza? By yochid. Ktani, achshera ktani, sha'af shal tzibur kosher. The lo agedei tzitz, ava heter, who has those? Because it's tu mahutra b'tzibur. But it mentions it just to tell me that bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, the carbon's kosher. But b'yochid is kosher because of ritzui tzitz. And by tzibur, it's kosher because of tu mahutra b'tzibur. The boy say ma'afilu teima b'tzibur. Re'en echonami, tzokin b'tzibur. In those karbonas tzibur, they don't have a set time, and there you don't say tumah hutra b'tzibur, right? There you need the tzitz. So in chenami, the tzitz is maratza even on a korban tzibur that doesn't have a set time, where you wouldn't say tumah hutra b'tzibur. Then you need the ritzui tzitz to make it kosher. D'ibay seimat tzibur nomikoi v'hanach karbonas shelo kavu luzman shelo nidches tumetzlo. A korban tzibur shelo kavu luzman is not. There's no heter b'tzibur. It's only a heter where there's a set time. Too much, lo kamar, the tzitz maratza. Then you need the tzitz to be maratza. Okay.